Seattle voters are seeing two competing childcare initiatives on their fall ballots. A proposal from the mayor and city council would create a subsidized preschool program for 3- and 4-year-olds, and a measure sponsored by two unions would increase pay and training requirements for all childcare workers in Seattle. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld talked with two childcare center directors who are taking different sides in this election.
It's lunchtime at the Community Day School Association on Beacon Hill. A teacher urges a small boy to eat at least half of the yogurt his dad packed for him.
I ate 3 more bites.
Thank you for doing that.
Community Day School has been around since the 70s. It has 9 branches at elementary schools in central and south Seattle. Executive Director Brianna Jackson says many of its families have city or state preschool subsidies, but there aren't enough subsidies to go around.
For us as a provider, we really see the struggle of our working families on a day-to-day basis, right? We see the need for access, we see the need for care, but we also see the need for quality.
Both the union and city plans promise to improve the quality of childcare. But Jackson says she likes how specific the city was in its preschool plan, from teacher qualifications to curricula. Proposition 1B would provide subsidized preschool to 3- and 4-year-olds beginning next year. Tuition would be free for a family of four, making up to about $72,000 a year. Wealthier families would pay on a sliding scale basis. The subsidies would be funded by a property tax levy of $43 a year for the average Seattle homeowner. Jackson likes that, unlike the union proposal, the city plan has a funding mechanism. She also likes the curricula the city has proposed.
Just like kids, I mean, our teachers, I think, need structure, and we need a framework of, like, where are we going? How do we set goals? Once we do that, we can be super creative about what we offer in the classroom and what we do.
The city preschool plan would also require that teachers at participating providers have bachelor's degrees or be working toward degrees. Jackson says some community day school teachers have BAs, but not all.
So for us, that would be a leap. I think that's the biggest thing that we've been thinking about is, like, okay, the education, how really will this proposition sort of address that? And how can we as an organization be provided with some resources to help our teachers get there?
The city's preschool pilot program would be small. In its final year, it would serve only 2,000 3- and 4-year-olds. That's just a small fraction of preschool-age kids citywide. But Jackson says so many families have trouble affording preschool that every little bit helps.
People are like, well, it's not enough. Well, may not be enough right now, but it's some. I'd rather start somewhere and start impacting families now and kids now and get the ball rolling and learn from the experience so we can expand it versus just not doing anything.
What do we have for snacks? Muffins? Yum. Are they yummy?
Yeah.
Across town, on Queen Anne, another mealtime is underway.
I have puffins on my shirt, yes. That rhymes with muffin.
Fran Cowan is executive co-director of KidSpace. Cowan says she's excited to see the city looking at ways to improve early learning opportunities.
I like that the city's interested in early childhood education. That's a big step. I've been in the field for a long time. And so just the fact that the issue's on the ballot, that it's being talked about, is a very positive thing.
But Cowan prefers the childcare proposal from the Service Employees International Union and the American Federation of Teachers. The two unions represent many of Seattle's childcare workers. Their measure would require more training for all providers through a division run jointly by the city and an outside organization. It would direct the city to find ways to make childcare more affordable for Seattle families. Cowan says she likes that the union's Prop 1A would apply to every child care center in the city and to kids of all ages.
All this research these days, 0 to 3, and brain research and how important it is, the type of care that's provided for children that age. And our center serves kids starting at 3 months. You know, 1B is focused more on 3- and 4-year-olds, and 1A talks about more of the whole field.
The union measure would also increase the minimum wage for child care workers to $15 an hour, ahead of the citywide minimum wage increase.
Staff turnover is a big issue in this field, and raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour quicker makes a big difference in this field and will keep people here long term. That's important. That's definitely one of the bigger problems.
By comparison, Cowan says the city's requirement for bachelor's degrees at the preschool level would put her center in the awkward position of requiring different qualifications for teachers of 3- and 4-year-olds and having to pay them more than other teachers. Cowan also likes that the union measure wouldn't require child care centers to use a city-selected curriculum. She says at KidSpace, the children's interests shape the curriculum. Like when the city was installing a stoplight outside the center, the kids were fascinated. Cowan says instead of treating it as a distraction, the teachers turned it into a lesson.
We have a very specific educational philosophy and curriculum, and we believe strongly in it. And we're not looking for somebody to tell us to use some pre-prescribed curriculum. I think that's the wrong way to go about it.
Cowan says that's a big reason why, if the city's preschool plan passes, KidSpace won't sign up to be a provider. Seattle voters ended up with competing child care measures after the unions weren't able to convince the city to include the elements the unions wanted in the city's plan.
Which is too bad, because I think combined, the two could have worked really well together.
Instead, Seattle voters have to choose between the two propositions, or enact neither. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.
And you'll find all of KUOW's election coverage online, KUOW.org. Click where it says Election Connection.